There's been a military coup in the tiny West African island nation of Sao Tome and Principe. The coup came as the president of Sao Tome was out of the country. Other government officials have been detained by soldiers. Sao Tome has been the focus recently of a great deal of international interest because of its vast, as yet untapped, maritime oil reserves. For more on Sao Tome, we're joined now by Stephen Morrison, who directs the Africa program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First, if you could just place Sao Tome on a map for us. Where exactly is the island?
Sao Tome is actually two islands offshore of central West Africa, near to Nigeria, Cameroon. It's a very small country, a population of 140,000, 150,000 people. It has existed on the basis of coffee exports until very recently. In the last several years, there have been major offshore oil discoveries which have changed its place in the world dramatically.
One of the poorest countries in the world, but with this vast untapped oil wealth, it can be a volatile combination. Does that seem to be possibly at play here in this coup?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a very small, fragile country wedged between some very powerful and very aggressive neighbors that are quite well endowed in terms of oil and play by tough rules. So hence there's quite a bit of suspicion of foul play in this coup attempt, although there's no concrete proof yet.
And by foul play, you don't mean that literally. You mean outside involvement, some other country interceding in this?
Yes. I mean, the circumstances surrounding this coup still remain very uncertain and very confusing. But there's only really two explanations. One is this is a disgruntled junior officer that plays a very, very marginal role within the political life in Sao Tome, who's decided to take a stand to correct the conditions of his army, which is fewer than 1,000 troops. That sounds not very credible to me. Another explanation, which is now widely circulating, is that he was put up to this by external players who have a stake, a dramatic and large stake, in the oil industry.
The notion behind oil exploration along the coast of Western Africa has been that it could be a more peaceful solution, in other words, not as volatile a region as the Middle East has proved to be. Does a coup like this put the lie to that notion?
In part. In the last 10 years, the offshore proven oil reserves in this region of Central West Africa have more than doubled. Today, it's upwards of 45 billion barrels of oil. That's a very dramatic development. The other thing to keep in mind is that the role of American oil corporations, particularly the supermajors, is now the dominant player in this region. It's sweet, low-sulfur oil. It's articulated to U.S. refineries and environmental standards, and it can be pulled off the ocean floor, put on ships, and sent to market. So that it's attractive for those reasons. But the instability on shore can only be ignored up to a point.
The president of Sao Tome was in Nigeria when this coup took place, meeting with other African leaders, all of whom have denounced what has gone on and asked for the coup to be revoked, essentially. But there have also been fairly threatening words coming from Nigeria itself, hinting possibly at some sort of military action in Sao Tome. How do you see this playing out? Would there be potentially a military solution to this or a diplomatic solution?
Unclear, but it's certainly possible that Nigeria could use this as a pretext for a military intervention to restore the president into power, but that would come with a pretty heavy price tag attached. I don't want to prejudge the merit or value of how the fix is made in order to restore a democratic government in Sao Tome, but you just have to keep it in mind. This is a country with a population of 140 or 150,000 people, bounded by a country with 126 million people, and in a very elaborated and very murky oil industry.
Stephen Morrison, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Stephen Morrison directs the Africa program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington.